You're listening to Side Effects. From Christmas gifts to used cars and even a lunch buffet, you know the price of just about everything before you buy it. There's one big exception, though, the cost of health care. But as those costs continue to rise and Americans cover more of them out of pocket, there's growing demand to see those prices up front. Estimating prices isn't easy for health providers, and for many it's not worth the effort. But in one Missouri county, making prices transparent could be a win-win for both the local hospital and its surprising new group of customers. Bram Sable-Smith reports.
Millersburg, Ohio is a 700-mile drive from Unionville, Missouri, so it's an unlikely place for a Unionville resident to schedule a gallbladder removal. That is, unless they're paying cash.
If I remember right, the best price I could get around here, I would still save $3,000 to $4,000 going to Ohio. I can drive out there for that.
Truman is a Mennonite man who lives just outside of Unionville. For religious reasons, he asked me not to use his last name. Amish and Mennonite communities typically shun health insurance. Many are even exempt from Obamacare. Instead, they pay cash for medical care and often will travel to find the best price.
We've been running all over the world, Europe, Mexico, all over the United States.
Truman himself once went to Mexico for a colonoscopy, but sometimes the urgency of a health condition can get in the way of those travel plans. Truman never made it to his gallbladder removal in Ohio.
I wasn't able to take the pain, and it was bothering me so bad I had to get it out.
Instead, he landed in a hospital where he hadn't agreed on a price up front. And when the bills totaled thousands more than he'd hoped to pay, he figured there's got to be a better solution.
Why am I going to Mexico? Why am I running to Ohio? You know, why can't we do this right here and keep the business local?
Luckily for Truman, there's a hospital only 15 minutes from his house that is desperately seeking to attract new patients.
90% of our business was Medicare, Medicaid. That's a very dangerous situation.
Jerry Cummings is COO of the Putnam County Memorial Hospital. He says relying on customers who use public insurance was one factor that pushed this small rural hospital to the brink of closure in 2012. One solution is to attract more self-paying clientele. And with almost 20,000 Amish and Mennonites in Missouri alone, those groups are a huge potential pool of patients.
Our future here is going to be able to bring in patients that are not all Medicare. You're a very vital part of our future because you're paying cash.
That's Jerry Cummings addressing a committee of Amish and Mennonite leaders he assembled with Truman's help last October. Again, I was asked not to report names, but as the committee discussed how to develop prices that would work for self-paying customers, one Amish man made the case for a flat rate.
That would really simplify it if we still get a good rate, you know, and it sounds like to me you guys are willing to work with us.
The hope is if prices are attractive enough, more Amish and Mennonite patients would choose this hospital instead of traveling to Ohio or to Mexico. That's a lot of potential business for a small hospital.
I think that the model that comes out of this could be used for other rural hospitals to benefit from.
Brock Slabaugh is vice president of the National Rural Health Association. America's rural hospitals are facing a crisis of poor finances right now and could use a glimmer of hope. Nationwide, 59 rural hospitals have closed since 2010 alone. And Slabaugh says attracting more self-paying patients could be crucial to their survival.
It's going to be a huge challenge and a huge opportunity. And I think the providers that are going to be able to master that balance effectively will be the ones that will be more financially solvent in the future.
And up here in northern Missouri, the Putnam County Hospital is staking its future on doing just that. Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.